I think so. Can you hear me?
大家听唔听到啊？
You might not understand me, but do you hear me?
咁即系就算听唔明都好啊，都要听到先得噶。
I can't believe we've got to the last day of the year 2017.
我真系好难想象咧，即系大家一齐咧走到2017年嘅年尾。
Is it only me as an old person who's saying where has this year gone to?
即系我系咪即系只系得我一个即系咁年长嘅觉得哇？到底今年咧系即系如何流逝嘅呢个光阴？
I mean, January to December, it just seems to have disappeared.
你睇一月到十二月，好似直情突然间消失咗咁样嗰啲时间。
Perhaps you young people have thought, oh, it's gone much too slowly.
咁可能你年纪轻啲咧，你就觉得个时间过得耐啲噶。
But time does pass quickly.
但其实时间咧系过得好快噶。
And I want to thank the church here for allowing me the honour of speaking to you this morning.
咁我好多谢教会啦，今日咧可以俾我有呢份嘅荣誉咧，可以喺度讲到噶。
I don't want to start and say too many thank yous, or I'll start to cry.
我又唔想即系一开始咧就猛咁讲多谢大家，跟住讲到自己眼泪都流埋啦。
And I've shed a lot of tears over the last few days.
因为我过去嗰几日咧都流咗好多眼泪啊。
But isn't our God faithful?
但系我哋嘅神系好信实嘅，系咪
？Faithful God, He never changes.
佢系一个好信实嘅神，而佢系永不改变噶。
Now it's lovely to hear the Thanksgiving testimony.
我今朝能够听到呢啲感恩见证咧，真系非常之好。
It's good to look back over the year and contemplate on what God has done.
我哋咧回顾过去一年咧，同埋感谢神为我哋所做嘅一切。
But you might be wondering this morning, how am I ever going to enter the year 2018?
但可能你今日咧就喺度谂啊，我到底即系点样可以咧好好咁样进入2018年呢？
You know, the year might have been very good for you.
咁可能过去一年咧对你嚟讲系好好啦。
But you might be sitting here today and saying 2017 is the worst year I have ever lived on this earth.
又或者咧，你坐喺呢度，你觉得，2017年咧，简直就系我自从嚟到地球之后咧最糟糕嘅一年啊。
And you're crying out to God and saying 2018 must be different.
咁你就向神大声呼喊，2018年一定要唔同啊！
You see, some of you might have graduated, some of you might have had a new job, some of you might have had a new friendships, but tonight, today, you are feeling in the depth of despair.
咁可能咧，你喺2017年里边咧，系或者毕业啦，又或者有啲人转工啦，又或者有啲人咧认识咗新嘅朋友啦。咁但系可能喺今日里边咧，你嘅内心咧依然系觉得绝望。
You see, I've had a good look at you all.
咁我就即系细心睇睇大家。
I've stood over there and I've looked around.
咁我刚才系企喺嗰个位置，亦都系周围咁样望下大家。
And you all look so wonderful.
你个个都好好，靓仔靓女咁样。
Would you turn to the person next to you and say you look wonderful?
你可唔可以咧转向你隔篱嗰个话俾你听？你睇落去真系非常美妙。
You see, when you were praising God.You look so wonderful.
你知唔知啊？当你系赞美紧神嘅时候咧，你自己成个外表咧都睇落去好美妙噶。
You had that look on your faces as if you were just ready to jump into all the promises of God.
因为咧，你嗰个嘅神情同埋状态咧，正如好似你将要咧系跳入去神嘅所有嗰啲圆满嘅应许嘅里边咁。
And I could see that you'd come a long way in your experience of God.
我都知道大家咧系。是真的对神的都是已经有一番的经历了。
But God also told me this.
但是神也都告诉我
That right now you're standing at the edge of a Red Sea.
但现在你就刚刚站在这个红海的边缘。
Remember Moses stood at the edge of the Red Sea.
你记不记得摩西也都是这样曾经站在红海的边缘。
And you know he thought to himself.
你知唔知当时佢谂乜嘢啊，摩西
？How will I ever get over it?
我有咩可能可以过到呢个红海啊
？And you could be sitting here today saying, 2018, it's just a red sea to me.
咁你今日坐喺呢度，可能你亦都系谂2018年对我嚟讲，咪又系另一个嘅红海咯
？You're saying, Bobby, if you only knew my story.
咁啊，即系可能马教授，你未必知道我所经历过嘅嘢噶。
There's no way out.
咁我真系觉得咧冇出路啊。
There's no way backwards.
我要翻翻转头亦都唔掂。
There's no way forwards.
前面又冇路。
There's no way around the sea.
真系喺呢个海嘅周围，即系你揾条路行下都
冇。Because I'm facing an impossibility.
因为咧，我系即系遇着个境况咧，真系一个冇乜可能有出路嘅境况。
Moses got a quick answer to the Red Sea.
咁摩西咧就得到一个答案，点样可以过呢个红海
？And he walked into the miraculous.
咁佢就行入呢一个嘅神迹当中。
But you're saying to me this morning, Bobby, I've had this impossibility for far too long.
咁但系你今日同我讲，马教士，你知唔知啊？我面对咗呢一个咁冇可能嘅境况已经好耐啦。
Much longer than the 12 months of the year 2017.
已经系超过咗2017年嘅十二个月噶啦。
And this problem has drained me of all my resources.
咁呢一个问题咧，亦都令到我咧系资源都枯竭啦。
You might even be here today in the last day of 2017, and you're saying I've had enough.
咁可能你嚟到呢个2017年嘅最后一日，你话我已经受够啦。
I've been in this situation far, far too long.
我喺呢一个咁嘅境况里边咧，实在太耐太耐啦。
And you're just about to quit.
咁你就想放弃啦。
Now I'm not asking for a response to that.
嗱，我唔系要大家回应。
Only you can respond to that.
因为只有你先至可以回应。
I know you've held on to the promises of God.
我知道你有去紧握神嘅应许。
You know that the promises of God are yea and amen.
我知道咧，你亦都系认同神嘅应许咧系会发生噶。
But you're wondering when that promise will ever come into your reality.
咁但系你喺度谂紧，咁到底呢啲应许几时先至喺我嘅人生上面成为现实咧
？So this morning, I'm just going to share with you what God has ministered to me in the last month.
咁所以今朝咧，我就会同大家分享咧喺过去一个月里边咧，神所教导我嘅嘢。
Because I've discovered I don't just hold on to the promises of God.
因为我发现咧，我唔系净系紧握住神嘅应许噶。
I also need the anointing of the Spirit of God.
我亦都需要神嘅圣灵嗰个嘅恩膏。
The promises I cry out to God.
因为我对神嘅应许咧，我时时都系呼求。
I remind Him about them every day.
我每一日咧都系即系去求佢。
Sometimes every hour of the day.
有阵时甚至乎每一日嘅每一小时，我都会咁样去哀求。
And the answer comes back, be anointed by my spirit.
而佢嘅答案俾我咧，就系话你要从我嘅灵嗰度得到恩膏。
And you will have the strength to go on.
你就会有嗰个力量可以继续落去。
So let's see what we can learn this morning from 2 Kings chapter 2.
咁我哋今日咧就从列王记下二章嗰度咧去学习。
And it's here we have the story of Elijah and Elisha.
我哋呢度咧就有以利亚同埋以利沙嘅故事。
Thank you, Alison.
咁就我哋大家
up to which
whole lot. 咁我哋咧就大家一齐咧系读列王记嘅第二章。
It's not my words that are going to bring life this morning.
咁咧嗱呢个就唔系我嘅说话，系呢啲系神嘅说话。咁我哋就一直咧系会读到系24节嘅。咁我哋准备咯吓，预备一二起。耶和华要用旋风接以利亚升天的时候，以利亚与以利沙从吉甲前往。以利亚对以利沙说：耶和华差我往伯特利去，你可以在这里等候。以利沙说：我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。于是二人下到伯特利，往伯特利的先知门徒出来见以利沙，对他说：耶和华今日要接你的师傅离开你，你知道不知道？他说：我知道，你们不要作声。以利亚对以利沙说：耶和华差遣我往耶利哥去，你可以在这里等候。以利沙说：我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。于是二人到了耶利哥， 住耶利哥的先知门徒就近以利沙，对他说：耶和华今日要接你的师傅离开你，你知道不知道？他说：我知道，你们不要作声。以利亚对以利沙说：耶和华差遣我往约旦河去，你可以在这里等候。以利沙说：我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。于是二人一同前往，有先知门徒去了五十人，远远地站在他们对面。二人在约旦河边站住，以利亚将自己的外衣卷起来，用以打水，水就左右分开。二人走干地而过。过去之后，以利亚对以利沙说：我未曾被接去离开你，你要我为你做什么，只管求我。以利沙说：愿感动你的灵加倍地感动我。以利亚说：你所求的难得，虽然如此，我被接去离开你的时候，你若看见我，就必得着，不然必得不着了。他们正正话，忽有火车火马将二人隔开，以利亚就乘旋风升天去了。以利沙看见就呼叫说：我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵啊！以后不再见他了。于是以利沙把自己的衣服撕为两片，他拾起以利亚身上掉下来的外衣，回去站在约旦河边。他用以利亚身上掉下来的外衣打水，说：耶和华以利亚的神在哪里呢？打水之后，水就分开，以利沙就过来了。的先知们从看见他，就说：感动以利亚的灵感动以利沙了。他们就来迎接他，在他面前俯伏于地。够了够了，系啦 ，OK。
Elijah asked Elisha, "What do you want me to do for you?"
咁以利亚咧就问以利沙：你想我为你做啲乜嘢啊
？And I want you to imagine God saying to you this morning.What do you want me to do for you?
咁我都想你谂下咧。今朝神同你讲，你想我为你做啲乜嘢啊
？Elisha asked a very hard thing.
咁以利沙咧就即系问要求咗一件都几艰难嘅事噃。
And you know God's expecting you to ask him the hard things.
你知唔知啊？神系期望你问佢一啲难嘅事噶。
We are his children.
我哋系佢嘅儿女嚟噶。
He's not just a prophet like Elijah.
咁佢唔系好似以利亚、以利沙咁，只系一个先知嘛。
He is our heavenly Father.
佢系我哋嘅天父嚟噶。
So the hard things that are down inside your heart, ask God.
咁所以喺你心里边嗰啲又大又难嘅事咧，你就系要去问天父啦。
So God is going to be your response.
咁所以咧，你嘅回应系咩咧
？God is asking us, "What do you want me to do?" For you.
是神啊，去问我哋，你想我为你做乜嘢啊
？What did Elisha want？
咁以利沙想要乜嘢啊
？He wanted a double anointing.
佢想要双倍嘅恩膏。
Now I think it's a wonderful account of the anointing passing from one person to the next generation.
咁嗱，你谂下呢个系咪一件好美妙嘅事情？就系嗰个恩膏咧，从一代去传到下一代。
What kind of person is going to follow Pastor Paul, Pastor Di, and Pastor Rebecca?
咁今日咧，到底会去跟随三牧师、沙师母同埋梁牧师嘅嗰啲人系啲咩嘅人呢
？Have you ever thought of that?
你有冇谂过呢个问题啊
？Or do you just think Pastor Paul, Pastor Di, and Pastor Rebecca will be here for all eternity?
咁你系咪谂住咧？三牧师、沙师母、梁牧师咧，会永恒咁样喺呢度存在嘅咧？咁边啲人会跟随佢哋啊
？What kind of person was going to follow Elijah？
咁又系点样嘅人会去跟随以利亚咧
We're told in 1 Kings chapter 19.
咁喺列王记上嘅第十九章。
That God told Elijah to go and anoint Elisha.
系神呢叫以利亚去恩膏以利沙嘅。
And I can just imagine Elijah walking along the country lanes looking for this man Elisha.
咁我呢就想象阿以利亚呢就即係周围去行啦就去搵呢个叫以利沙嘅人。
He didn't find him in the university.
佢唔係喺大学嗰度搵到佢喎。
He didn't find him in the best colleges.
亦都唔係喺啲名校嗰度搵到佢
㗎。He wasn't a politician.
佢亦都唔係一个政治家。
Elisha was a plowman.
以利沙当时咧系耕田噶。
You see, all Elisha had done all his adult life was walk behind 24 oxen.
咁咧，以利沙咧，即系自成年以来，佢所做嘅事咧，就系喺呢啲牛嘅后边咧去行噶。
To put it very plainly, the only thing that he saw day in, day out, week in.Week out, month in, month out was the backside of the cow.
咁所以咧，其实佢即系每日啦，每个星期、每个月、每年都好啦，佢所做嘅嘢咧，其实咧就系喺呢啲牛嘅后边。
Isn't that absolutely boring?
咁即系其实都好似几闷下嘅，日复一日都系做同一样嘅嘢。
But that is where Elijah found Elisha.
咁但系以利亚咧就系喺呢个咁嘅情况之下揾到以利沙噶。
Do you know Elisha's view was actually horizontal?
咁以利沙当时嘅眼光咧系水平咁样去噶。
Because all he had to do was walk a predicted line day in, day out within a predicted piece of land.
因为咧佢嘅人生里边所经历到嘅咧，永远都系咧喺翻同一片嘅土地上边，跟随翻同一个路径，一步一步咁样行嘅咋。
I don't think anyone here has got such a boring job.
咁我谂你哋嘅工作都不至于闷到如此，系嘛
？I can tell you it probably didn't smell very nice.
咁我谂啦，即系阿以利沙当时嘅工作咧，就唔系好好闻嘅。
12 hours a day behind 24 oxen.
咁你谂下啦，佢一日12个小时要喺咩24只。牛嘅后边啊，
咁
有冇人谂过啲呢个系一个点嘅生活啊
？That young man Elisha was destined for great things。
有冇人可以想象得到咧？一个年轻人以利沙系被神所指定咧，要去做咁大嘅事咧？嗱，因为呢个系神嘅选择嚟噶。
That was God's choice。
咁啊，神嘅选择就系佢嘅选择咯。
Because Elijah got hold of Elisha, a young man who was so raw.
咁因为咧，阿以利亚嗰阵时去揾到以利沙嘅时候咧，佢系非常之幼嫩噶。
Certainly, Elisha's life was predictable.
咁嗰阵时咧，以利沙嗰个人生嗰个蓝图咧，似乎咧就样样嘢都系可预知噶。
It might not always have been safe.
咁咧就即系亦都唔系话时时安全啦。
You see, 24 oxen.
咁啊，廿四只牛啊嘛。
And Elijah went and said to that man, "God has told me to anoint you."
咁以利亚咧就去到呢一个年轻人嗰度同佢讲啦。嗱，神咧就叫我而家嚟咧就恩膏你。
Do you know I look around this church this morning?
咁我今朝咧就周围望下我哋教会。我好爱我哋呢间教会。
Do you know I brag about this church?
我亦都系常常为呢间教会祷告。
Do you know I tell everywhere I go?About Elam Full Gospel
Church. 即系我正如咧，好似被你哋贿赂咗一样咧，周围去到边度咧，都会同人哋讲话啊，香港基督教以林教会咧系非常之好噶。
But you know, as I look at you this morning,
咁嗱，我今朝早睇住你哋啦。
God has got a shock for some of you.
神咧就需要震动下某一啲人。
Because what you've been looking at for the last months, the last year, that predictable line, that predictable day is going to change.
因为咧。你在过往的日子里面所看到的那个可预知的蓝图是会有一些改变。
And the anointing of the Spirit of God is going to take you from the predictable to the unpredictable.
而神的恩膏将你是从一个可预知的境况放在一个不可预知的境况里面。
It's very secure in the predictable.
那样样东西都可预知的，你会觉得很有安全感的嘛。
I don't want sometimes to move out of what is predictable.
咁有阵时咧，我都唔想离开呢一个咧可预知嘅环境噶。
I want to keep my comfort blanket around me.
咁我想咧，成日都有张咧令我好有安全感嘅毡咧卷住我噶嘛。神啊，你唔好喐我啦。
Don't change where I'm at.
唔好即系改变啲嘢啦。
But do you know God is asking some of you this morning to move out of that comfort blanket?
但系你知唔知啊？今朝早神咧系邀请紧我哋当中有啲人咧要离开佢哋呢个咁安舒嘅嗰个被窦。
Because you want 2018 to be different.
因为咧，你都想2018年有所不同噶，系咪
？And if it's going to be different, you've got to move from the predictable.
所以呢，如果你是要带来改变的话呢，你要从可预知的境况去到一个不可预知的境况。
Elijah had gone up into heaven.
咁以利亚呢就升了天啦。
And I can just imagine this young ploughman thinking, what do I do now?
好啦，咁以利亚升了天啦，咁我就想这个年轻人企喺度望住，咁我而家做咩好啊？我而家去边啊？
How do I get over Jordan?
我点可以过到呢个约旦河呢
？And then he looks down.
咁跟住佢就望下边啦。
And what does he see when he looks down?
咁佢望下边嘅时候，佢见到啲乜嘢咧
？Church, what did he see?
教会，你答我，佢见到啲乜嘢？佢望下边嘅时候
，What did he see when he looked down on the ground? What had Elijah left him?
咁啊，以利亚咧留低咗啲咩喺度啊？喺地下嗰度咧？
What had Elijah left his successor?
系啦，咁啊，以利亚咧，即系留俾佢嘅继承人系啲乜嘢啊
？Shout it out！
吓，大家嗌出嚟啦
！You can do it in English or Chinese.
中文、英文都得噶。
What was left for him?
系啦
，mantle. Yes,
外衣啊，冇错。
And Elisha looks down and he sees the mantle.
咁啊，以利亚望住，以利沙望住地下咧，就见到件外衣。
And he remembered what the mantle represented.
咁你记唔记得嗰个外衣系代表乜嘢咧
？Represented the anointing of heaven.
呢个咧系指从天上嚟嘅恩膏。
And in that moment of time.
咁喺嗰一刻里边
，something incredible happened.
有一啲非常之不能够相信嘅事情咧就发生啦。
Now I believe three.Things happen.
嗱，我相信咧系有三样事情发生噶。
Three things happened when he picked up the mantle.
就系当佢执起嗰件外衣嘅时候咧，有三样事情发生。
The first thing was this. He picked up a passion for God.
第一咧系佢系为神拾起咗一份嘅激情。
And if you want 2018 to be different to 2017, you need to pick up a passion.
所以呢，如果你想你的2018年和2017年是不同的话呢，你亦都要为神拾起这一份的激情。
Oh, I know you worship.
咁我知道大家都会敬拜神
的。I know you give your tithes.
我都知道你们会给十一奉献的。
I know you obey your leaders.
咁我知道你都好听领袖话的嘛。
But I'm talking about a passion for God.
但是我是讲紧对神的一份激情啊。
Not just a passion to be doing.
而唔系净系嗰份呢，即系好有热诚去侍奉做嘢嗰份热情。而系嗰份激情呢，系单单向住神的。
How do I know that Elisha picked up a passion for God?
咁我点知道以利沙系为神拾起咗呢份激情呢
？What do you talk about when you're with your best friend?
咁你同你最好嘅朋友一齐嘅时候咧，会倾啲乜嘢噶
？What conversations go on?
系啦，会讲会倾啲咩噶
？Between husband and wife，
即系先生同太太倾偈会倾啲咩噶
？Between sister and sister and brother and sister，
哦，即系兄弟姊妹啦，孖女孖仔啊，大家一齐倾又倾啲咩嘅咧？
What do you think the conversations were between Elijah and Elisha?
咁你又估下以利亚同以利沙倾偈倾啲咩嘅咧
？I think when they went on that long, long walk together.
我谂佢哋即系大家一齐行走咁耐啦。
Every time Elijah spoke, he brought anointing and he brought blessing and he brought revelation to Elisha.
咁我相信咧，以利亚每一次咧都系将呢一份嘅恩膏啦，啲嘅教导咧，都系俾个以利沙噶。
What about your conversation?
好啦，咁你同你啲朋友之间嘅对话咧
？Are your conversations bringing blessing?
咁呢啲嘅对话咧，系咪会带嚟祝福嘅咧
？Are your conversations bringing revelation?
咁亦都有冇带嚟一啲从神而嚟嘅启示咧
？Are they bringing anointing?
有冇带嚟恩膏咧？
Because I believe Elisha picked up a passion for God as he talked with Elijah.
我好相信咧，当以利沙系同以利亚去倾偈嘅时候咧，佢系拾起咗神嘅一份嘅激情噶。
Elijah would have told him about the brook of Cherith and when it dried up.
咁以利亚咧就话俾以利沙听，即系有呢个火车战车。
Elijah would have told him when he ran into the cave.
咁以利亚亦都曾经可能同以利沙分享啊，佢点样去逃到去嗰个山洞嗰度啦。
Elijah would have said to Elisha, "I called out to God."
咁亦都系话俾以利沙听咧，我曾经点样苦苦哀求神。
And I even dared to ask God if He was around.
咁我亦都咧曾经咧系大胆到问神咧，你到底喺唔喺度噶
？And he said, "I went to Zarephath."
Sorry,
I went to a village called Zarephath.
我亦都咧系去到一个村庄里边。
And there, God provided for me.
咁喺嗰度咧，神就为我预备。
Do you know testimonies and courages?
你知唔知道咧？呢啲嘅见证咧，都系好重要噶。
Can I encourage you to share more with each other the goodness of God in your life?
因为咧，佢都能够系鼓励我哋，咁所以我都邀请大家咧，要多啲咧系互相去讲呢见证。
Because the person you're sharing with might go much further.Than you ever have gone.
因为咧，可能咧，听到你个见证嗰个人咧，佢能够有力量咧，系走得更远嘅路咧，系你都冇谂过噶。
You know, Elijah would have said, "When I cried out, God answered."
咁佢亦都系话俾以利亚听，就系当我呼喊嘅时候咧，神咧就应允我。
That's where I feel that he picked up his passion for God.
咁所以咧，我就认为以利沙咧系为神拾起咗一份嘅激情。
Do you know, perhaps the challenges you've received.In the last year, or because your passion has grown weak.
咁亦都有可能咧，喺过去一年里边，你即系对于神嗰个嘅激情咧，可能已经系渐渐减退。
You see, you don't judge passion by the number of times you come to church.
我哋咧即系点样去量度我哋嘅激情咧，就唔系话哦，你翻咗几多次教会。
Passion for God is an individual thing.
咁我哋对神嗰个激情咧，其实系我哋好个人噶。
See you young men sitting here. I long to see what God will do in your life.
咁嗱，年轻人，你哋坐喺呢度嘅年轻人，话俾你听，我好想睇到神喺你人生里边所做嘅嘢。
Increase your passion for God.
咁我亦都系鼓励你咧，要增加自己对神嗰份嘅激情。
Who would have ever thought a simple plowman would be called by God?
有冇谂过咧，一个好简单嘅耕田嘅人咧，会系被神所即系呼召
？So when he picked up the mantle.
咁佢就拎起嗰件外衣，佢亦都系拾起咗为神嘅嗰份激情。
Do you know, following my husband's home call, following my husband's death,
哦，即系喺我丈夫过咗世之后咧
，I very soon realized that destiny for my life had not been fully accomplished.
我先至知道咧，即系我嘅人生咧，原来咧并唔系就咁就会过就过去噶。
And in that time of grief, I find a new passion for God.
喺呢一个嘅哀痛嘅时刻里边咧，我系发现到我对神嘅一份新嘅激情噶。
See, we had been married 23 years.
我哋结咗婚咧23年啦。
But you know, God said, 23 years with David and with him.
咁神咧就话即系23年，即系你同你丈夫啦，亦都系同我一齐啦。
But now it was God and me.
咁但系呢个时间咧已经够啦，而家咧就系神咧就同我一齐嘅时间啦。
And that is also enough.
咁我亦都系觉得。
And I find my life is starting a new chapter.
我觉得我自己嘅人生咧，好似展开咗一个新嘅阶段咁。
A new beginning.
是一个新的开始。
And you might be sitting here and you've experienced death in this last year.
可能在过去一年你都经历过有些死亡的事件在你身边发生。
I'm not talking about physical death.
即是我不是讲一些即是身体上面的死亡。
It might be death of a dream.
可能是一些梦想的破灭。
Something that you've dreamt about for years and years.
可能是一些你很多年来的梦想。
died in 2017.
咁但系唔知点解喺2017年呢啲梦想咧就破灭啦开始。
Can I say with all the love in my heart, you're starting a new chapter?
咁但系可唔可以喺而家呢一刻里边，你嘅内心系开始一个新嘅阶段咧
？Because it's going to be God and you.
而系因为呢一 嚟紧嘅新一年里边咧，系只有你同神喺埋一齐。
So in those months after my husband's death，
咁喺我，咁喺我丈夫系过世之后咧，我就拾起呢一件嘅外衣。
Not the mantle that my husband left me。
呢件外衣并唔系我嘅丈夫留低俾我嘅。
But the mantle that God sent for me。
而系咧，神为我咧系即系将呢件外衣咧系派遣到嚟呢个世上。
So number one, I believe Elisha picked up a passion for God。
咁所以第一点咧，我相信以利沙系为神拾起一份嘅激情。
Number two。
第二点。
He picked up a promise。For his life，
佢系为自己嘅生命拾起咗神嘅应许。
He wanted double what Elijah had。
佢好想咧得到阿以利亚嘅双倍嘅恩膏。
Now if I ask for a show of hands this morning，
sorry，
if I ask you to respond by raising your
hand， 如果我今朝我叫大家去举手嚟到去回应。
Who wants double the anointing of Pastor Paul？Pastor Di and Pastor Rebecca，
边个咧想得到阿沙牧师、沙师母同埋梁牧师咧嗰份嘅恩膏，仲要系双倍嘅？边个想得到就举手。
Who wants it？ Now can listen, pastors, have a look and see。
嗱，睇阿牧师们睇一睇，望一望。
You want the double anointing？
你想得到双倍嘅恩膏？
Can I just say, don't stop at the double？
咁嗱，我想话俾大家听，唔好净系双倍啦。
Go for treble，
三倍啦。
Go for quadruple，
四倍啦。
Keep going for more and more and more，
更多更多更多噶啦。
But you see, Elisha had a double。
嗱，以利沙有双份嘅恩膏。
And that was his promise。
呢个就系佢嘅应许啦。
Do you know, right from your senior leaders, right down to the most seemingly insignificant person in this room, God wants to give you a double anointing.
咁 ，sorry.
Right from Pastor Paul, right down to someone who might think they're the most insignificant person, God wants to give the double anointing.
其实咧系透过我哋嘅牧师们咧，神咧系会将呢个恩膏咧系俾过我哋每一个，甚至乎你系认为自己咧系喺呢一度系最微小、最卑微嘅一个人。
I'd love to speak to Elisha when I get to heaven。
咁咧，如果我去到天堂咧，我会好想咧就同阿以利沙倾下偈。
I'd love to ask him, what did it feel like when you picked up？
我会好想问佢咧，当你执起嗰件外衣嘅时候，你内心嘅感受系点噶
？What did it actually feel like？
咁就系当你咁样做嘅时候，你内心嘅感受系点嘅咧
？I'm sure he would find it difficult to explain。
我谂佢要解释都几难啊。
Because I believe if it was me, I would say, "Well, I've picked up. Well, I've picked up. I've picked. Well, I've picked up God Himself."
因为如果对我来讲，当我是拾起这件外衣的时候，我会觉得我好像自己拾起了神一样啊。
And having picked that up, I've picked up the promise for my life。
那当我拾起这件外衣的时候，同时呢，我也是为了自己呢拾起了神在我生命里面的应许。
You know, some of you will be sitting telling tonight, thanking God for all the great things He's done in 2017.
那可能今晚呢，我们就会大家一起呢来到这里呢，就去感谢神为我们在2017年里面所做的事情。
Can I also encourage you to do this?
那我可不可以呢都鼓励大家去做一件事？
Think of those words of promise that God has put over your life.
Sorry.
Think of the words of promise that God has put over your life.
咁亦都系谂下神咧喺你嘅生命里边放下嘅嗰啲应许嘅说话。
But they're not yet fulfilled.
咁而呢啲嘅说话咧系未曾实现嘅。
So you're going from 2017 into 2018.
咁你由2017年进入2018年嘅时候。
You still got the promise.
你仍然要握住呢一啲嘅应许。
But it's not yet fulfilled.
嗱，佢呢啲应许系并未实现噶。
And you're saying, God, is this the year?
咁你就会问神神啊
，2018 be that year?
系咪2018年咧就系实现嘅一年咧？
Breakthrough?
我系会唔会得到呢一个嘅突破咧
？I've struggled far, far too long.
我已经系挣扎咗好耐啦。
Listen, the promises of God are yea and amen.
咁但系神你嗰个应许咧，依然咧系会实现嘅，系真实嘅。
Every single word He has promised will be fulfilled.
神所说嘅每一句说话，每一个嘅应许咧，都会实现噶。
So when you pick up the mantle,
咁所以当你拾起呢件外衣
，you pick up a promise in its entirety.
咁亦都系将整个嘅应许好圆满咁样咧，系拥抱住。
You pick it up in its fullness.
你系将呢整个嘅应许咧嚟到去拾起。
There is nothing, no power on this earth or under the earth that will ever prevent it being fulfilled.
咁而喺呢个世上咧，系没有任何嘅权势，包括天上、地下或者地底下嘅权势咧，系可以拦咗呢啲嘅应许嘅实现噶。
Right. When I was 11 years of age,
咁样当我十一岁嘅时候
，God called me.
神呼召我。
The anointing was there.
个恩膏已经在这里了。
I picked up the mantle at 11.
那我十一岁的时候就拾起这件外衣。
I picked up the mantle when I was in my 20s.
那我在我二十岁的时候
I picked up the mantle when I was in my 30s.
无论我二十几岁或者三十几岁
40s,
我都拎起我这件外衣。
And in my 50s.
无论四十岁五十岁六十岁。
And you're all expecting me to go on and in my 70s.
咁我大家都会为我祝贺，我会有七十岁嘛，我咪继续去拎起嗰件嘅外衣噶。
Because I have to keep picking up the mantle.
因为咧，我要继续咁去拎起呢件外衣。
Because there are people who will pull the mantle away.
因为有啲人咧会将你呢件外衣拉走噶。
There will be people who are envious of that mantle you're carrying.
因为有啲人见到你拎住呢件外衣，佢就觉得好妒忌。
But you know, I keep picking it up.And I'll keep putting it on.
但系我咧要继续咁样拎起呢件外衣穿上，直至神咧系召我翻嚟天家。
So it doesn't matter this morning if you're in your 70s.
咁所以无论你今日咧七十岁啦
，It doesn't matter if you're very young.
又或者好年轻啦
，It doesn't matter if you're ill or physically disabled.
又即系甚至乎你残缺，又或者你身体有病都好啦。
That isn't how God measures it.
咁呢个唔系神去量度嘅标准嚟噶呢啲。
He measures it by the strength that is in His word.
神佢系点样量度咧？就系以佢自己说话里边嘅嗰个力量。
So number two, he picked up the promise for his life.
所以第二点咧，佢就系为自己嘅生命拾起咗神嘅应许。
You know, there's sometimes I feel so strong.
咁有阵时咧，我觉得咧自己都好强壮噶。
In God.
在神里面
That I'd like to put on a pair of jogging shoes.
咁咧，我就想即系着起一对好似个跑鞋啊。
I would like to take a flag.
咁或者揈下旗，拎支旗。
And I'd love to run up a mountain.
咁咧就去跑山。
Just like Caleb, give me this mountain.
咁咧就即系好似喺个山上边咧，就咁样系大叫咁样。
And I would race you, young people.
咁佢亦都咧系会去去培养嗰啲嘅年轻人。
And I get to the top of the mountain.
我亦都系跑上山顶。
And I put in my flag.
我喺嗰度咧仲插支旗。
And I would cry out, this mountain.belongs to me。
咁我亦都会话咧，呢个山咧就系属于我嘅，亦都系属于神嘅。
Physically, I can't do it。
咁咧嗱，即系其实咧，体力上我做唔到嘅。咁但喺我思想上、精神上，我系做得到噶。
So every impossibility that comes, I say this is my mountain。
咁所以咧，每一件事，即系如果睇嚟系冇可能嘅话咧，我都会知道。这个呢就是我那个山，我要跑上去还要插支旗在这里。
Because God has promised me.
因为神呢是给我这个应许。
Hey, shall we go for a run?
那我们不如一起去跑步呢一会儿。
Shall we start to run up the mountain?
好不好，我们一起去跑上个山上面。
Hey, what's that promise you've got?
你得到那个应许是什么？
What are you reminding yourself of right now?
那你现在呢就是日日夜去提醒自己的是什么呢？
God's word is true.
神嘅说话系真噶。
Hey, come on, let's get our jogging shoes on。
咁大家都唔该着翻对跑鞋先。
Let's climb that mountain of faith。
我哋咧要爬上呢个信心嘅山。
Let's put in the flag。
快啲上去插支旗啦。
Ah, my God is able。
我嘅神咧系能够嘅。
My God is able。
我嘅神系一位大能嘅神。
Can you say your God is able?
你可唔可以话我嘅神系大能嘅神？
It's the last day of the year 2017.
咁今日系2017年最后嘅一日。
The promise has not yet been fulfilled.
有啲嘅应许咧仲未实现。
It's coming.
咁但系嚟紧噶啦，嚟紧嘅。
But you might have to run for it.
但系你要自己去跑。
You might have to climb for it.
或者你要去爬上去。咁你会咧齐插支旗喺度。
Praise God.
你亦都会话赞美主。
Praise God.
赞美神。
His word never fails.
佢嘅说话系永远唔会落空噶。
His word never fails.
佢嘅说话系永远唔会落空噶。
You know, I believe God is asking every one of us here, me included.
咁我相信咧，神喺度，即系挑战紧我哋每一位，包括我自己。你会唔会咧拾起嗰件嘅外衣？佢呢件外衣就其实就喺你脚下嘅啫。
And you know, I believe if we did, there would be little fires lit all over Hong Kong.
我相信咧，如果当我哋大家都愿意拾起啲外衣咧，即系圣灵嘅火咧，就会即系临到嚟香港噶啦。
From the north to the south.
即系由北到南，由东到西。
This community I know has been given so much to idolatry。
我知道咧，即系香港好多地方咧，好多地方都有拜偶像。
To spirit worship。
咁亦都系咧去敬拜一啲嘅唔知点样嘅嗰啲嘅灵界嘅嘢。
It's been given to the gods。
咁咧就即系去拜咗一啲唔偶像。
And God is looking.For men and women, young and old, to pick up the mantle.
咁而神咧，亦都系呼召紧佢嘅子民，无论系男女、年轻嘅或者系年长嘅，都去拎起呢件外衣。
I had written down here, there is blood, there's power in the blood of the lamb.
咁我喺呢度咧就写低咗，喺羔羊嗰个嘅宝血里边咧系有力量噶。
And that's what we need to go out and proclaim.
咁呢一个咧系我哋需要出去咧去宣讲噶。
You know, I'm so privileged to be involved in Elam missions.
咁我能够咧系参与以林嘅所有嘅事工咧，我真系觉得自己系非常之有呢个特权。
There's rarely a day go past that I don't get an email or I'm not in a place where I see or hear of witch doctors turning to Christ.
咁我亦都系咧，即系不断咁样，每日都收到啲电邮啊，或者信息咧，就系有啲嘅医生啊等等嘅人咧，佢哋系信咗主噶。
Where I see or hear of the Muslims coming to Christ，
亦都系听到咧，嗰啲穆斯林咧系即系信主。
One of the Elam missionaries was an imam， and he went to evangelize.Among the Muslims，
咁亦都系即系有一位嘅即系弟兄啦，即系属于呢个嘅以林嘅宣教队伍咧，佢亦都去到穆斯林嘅人民嘅当中咧去宣讲福音噶。
He is seeing many in the Islamic communities turning to Christ。
佢系见到好多即系伊斯兰世界嘅人咧系信主噶。
And I guarantee if you pick up the mantle today。
咁我保证啦，如果今日你都拎起呢件外衣嘅话咧，你会见到咧你嗰个嘅社区咧系被改变噶。
Number three，
咁第三点啦。
Got it. Picked up a passion for God. Picked up a promise for his life, and he picked up the power.
咁为神拾起一份激情啦，佢为自己嘅生命拾起咗神嘅应许，佢亦都拾起咗神恩膏嘅大能。
Do you know I've learned day by day I need the anointing of the Spirit of God？
咁我每一日咧都知道自己咧系必须要系喺神嘅恩膏嘅里边噶。
You can only run so far on your own strength。
咁我哋即系用自己嘅力量咧，只系能够跑到一段嘅距离嘅啫。
But it's God's anointing by His Spirit that helps us to run the course.
咁但系如果你要跑完全程咧，系需要神嗰个恩膏同埋嘅大能噶。
I could tell you many stories where I've seen people turning to Christ.
咁我可以咧话俾你听好多即系啲人点样信主嘅嗰啲故事啦。
But I know you can also tell me those stories.
咁我亦都知道咧，你亦都可以将呢啲故事讲俾我听噶。
India, the Philippines.
喺印度啦，菲律宾啦。在缅甸啦，内地啦。
This is where you work.
咁呢啲就系你工作嘅场所。
People turning to Christ.
咁呢啲好多人咧都系转向基督。
But do you know when I came here in 1982?
咁你知唔知当我嚟到香港1982年嘅时候，我嘅心咧系为咗香港噶。
And I want to see Hong Kong won for Christ.
我亦都好好想咧，系见到咧香港咧系即系为到主嘅缘故去奔跑。
Oh, I long that next week if I was here, you'd come and say, "Do you know I led so and so to Christ?"
咁我真系好希望咧，如果我下个礼拜都仍然喺呢一度嘅话咧，你可以话俾我听啊，你知唔知我带咗边个信主啊
？And I tell you if you pick up the mantle.
咁我话俾你听，如果你拾起呢一件外衣
，and you go out with a passion for God.
咁你出到去出边，亦都系带住神呢一份嘅激情。你亦都为自己嘅生命拾起呢份嘅应许。咁呢一件外衣咧，系直情系浸喺神嗰个恩膏嘅里边噶。你将会咧见到好神迹嘅事情发生。
I'd like to ask you, when was the last time you led one of your friends to Christ?
咁嗱，你记唔记得咧？上一次你带领你嘅其中一个朋友信主系几时啊
？Take a minute.
你停一停，谂一谂。
When was the last time you led one of your friends to Christ?
系啦，即系你上一次带朋友信主嘅时候系几时啊
？I particularly say this to you, young folks.
嗱，年轻人，我特别咧系同你讲呢啲说话。
What's your conversations like when you're with your
咁如果当你同你嗰啲未信主嘅朋友一齐嘅时候咧，咁其实你哋会倾啲乜嘢噶
？Would your non-Christian friends even know that you are with God？
咁你嗰啲未信主嘅朋友其实知唔知你系与神同行噶
？Would they be envious of your passion for God？
佢哋会唔会因为见到你对神嗰份激情咧而觉得即系好羡慕噶
？Or do they just think there's nothing different about them？
定系咧，佢哋觉得其实你同唔信嘅人都冇乜分别噶。
Do you know you need to pick up the mantle？
你知唔知你应该要拎起呢件嘅外衣
？And I believe if you pick up that mantle, you'll be expanded up far, far beyond anything that we can ever measure。
咁我相信，如果你拎起呢件外衣嘅话咧，你将会咧系即系以你自己唔能够想象嘅嗰个嘅程度咧系扩张噶。
Now I know this is a holiday period, so you probably would have these seats filled.
咁咧，我就即系知道而家都系属于一啲嘅假期啦，咁所以咧，即系应该要坐满噶。
But if you pick up the mantle today, maybe next week you will have invited someone, and they will be in these empty chairs.
咁而如果你拎起呢件外衣去邀请佢哋嘅，或者下个星期咧，呢一啲嘅空嘅凳咧都会系填满噶。
And next Sunday, when you give the appeal, there'll be these people coming to receive Jesus.
咁然后再下一个礼拜咧，可能咧我哋邀请人哋去信主，我哋会见到好多人信主噶。
They're not just coming to receive and come into a nice little club.
咁即系佢哋翻到嚟教会咧，唔系。单单咧系好似去参加一个社交活动，而系咧佢哋进入神嘅国度里边。咁所以喺2017年最后一日，我嘅祷告系，我哋呢度每一个都会拎起呢件嘅外衣，为神拾起一份激情。为自己的生命拾起神的应许，同埋拾起神恩膏的大能。这个就是我的祷告。我在
想
着你可不可以你们都作这个祷告呢？我想你会不会都很渴慕这件事呢？
Or perhaps you just can't wait till you get your dinner.
咁或者咧，即系你而家就喺度谂紧今晚食咩咧
？The mantle is better than your dinner.
嗱，呢一件外衣咧，系一定系好过你今晚嘅晚餐噶。
Your dinner will only last you until your next meal.
系啊，因为你嗰个嘅晚餐俾你嘅力量咧，只能够咧系去到下一餐噶咋。
But the mantle will take us into eternity.
咁但系呢件外衣嘅力量咧，系令到你能够走到永恒噶。
So I want to thank Alison.
咁我好想多谢 Alison 啦。
And all the church here.
咁同埋教会里边嘅每一位。
For your kindness, I'm just sharing with you.
为到即系大家即系嘅即系嘅友善仁慈啦，我只系同大家分享。
What God said to me.
分享神对我自己讲嘅说话。
Some months ago.
系几个月前神同我讲嘅说话。
David, Bobby, and God.That was good.
咁当时就有我丈夫啦，有我啦，同埋神一齐。
Bobby and God, that is good.
咁我嘅丈夫单单佢自己同神一齐，亦都系好。
Bobby, God, and picking up the mantle.
就系我自己单单同神一齐，一样系咁好，亦都系一起攞起嗰件衫。
That's what's going to take me into 2018.
就系呢一份嘅力量咧，会带我走入去2018年。
And that's what's going to help me climb the mountain.
亦都系会咧帮我去爬嗰个嘅高山。
I'm going to hand over to.
咁我哋请三牧师。